Alright, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants Into the Heavens. There's something I really gotta fucking rant about, because it turns out that the CDC pretty much came around and said, oh yeah, you know, all the COVID stuff, we underestimated it, it's all bullshit. Yeah, just like I fucking thought it was. But guess what? Since I wanted to keep my fucking job, I had to wear a mask for 8 goddamn hours a fucking day for several fucking months for almost over a goddamn year. During the day, during the night, when I worked the day shift, when I worked the night shift, I fucking always had to wear my goddamn mask. Now, I had some nice little cute waifu masks. I did. I had some really fucking great ones. But damn it, it's fucking absolute fucking bullshit, man. You know what? I didn't have near the problems I did before I wore the fucking mask. You can go all day and say, oh, masks don't cause problems. No, they fucking do. Dude, my immune system is totally fucking different than it was before I wore this goddamn mask. And I never, ever, 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 ever tested 8-10 fucking times. I've got the fucking shit on all the apps to show you. Blood test, no COVID. Blood test, no COVID. COVID test, COVID test, COVID test. Every time I was having acid indigestion, real bad, didn't know what the fuck was going on, all kinds of shit. I even had, testicular issues I never fucking had. Oh, yeah, guess what? It's all bacteria. Huh, I wonder if breathing in a fucking mask for 8 goddamn hours might have something to do with it. I wonder. Because there's so much other shit in these goddamn Chinese masks. We don't know where the fuck they're coming from. And we're putting them on our faces all the damn time. So we don't know what the fuck we're breathing in. Oh, I'm sure it's sterile. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know, man. And plus I would buy these special, anime masks. I don't know what the fuck. I mean, they're probably not even for, COVID. But people are wearing just whatever. I saw people wearing fucking everything. They're still wearing fucking masks. The bullshit's over. It's pretty much done. I mean, there's nothing else I can really fucking say at this point. And you got assholes still around here wearing fucking masks like the goddamn pandemic never ended. It's over, you stupid fucks. Time to take the fucking mask off. I got an employee. Oh, it's always these black German shepherds that's fucking wearing masks, by the way. None of the dudes I work with wear a fucking mask. Not fucking one of them. But almost every damn overweight fucking German shepherd I work with wears a fucking mask. There, I said it. And there's some that aren't even overweight. They still wear the fucking mask. Really? I don't see hardly no man wear a fucking mask. Unless they're old and I can understand. But the news today came on tonight, said the flu is coming. Didn't say COVID, said the flu. Because guess what? We still fucking have a flu and people still fucking die of the flu and there's still fucking death tolls because of the flu. But all you assholes, oh, COVID, COVID. It's the fucking flu, you assholes. It's always been the fucking flu. It was just a bad flu. I don't know. Maybe some of that shit, with the Chinese virus. I mean, yeah, it was a bad flu that some people were susceptible to. I guess I wasn't. I never fucking got it. I never fucking got it. DP never fucking got it. And he had a kidney transplant. And he was on dialysis before that for fucking months. Working on dialysis. You know how fucked up that makes your immune system? You know how easy it is to fucking catch the cold and die while you're on dialysis? Most doctors get you on dialysis and you're pretty much just waiting to fucking die. But guess what? He didn't. He didn't get COVID. Never. He's around me. I never fucking got sick. No, not COVID, not nothing. If a guy in fucking kidney dialysis didn't get fucking COVID, then I don't know what to tell you. I literally don't know what to fucking tell you. It's the fucking craziest shit. I thought I had gotten it a while ago. Nope. Tested. Oh, I feel really bad. Sorry. Nope. It's not COVID. It's your sinuses. Are you fucking kidding me? I had a fever of 100 and something, and they're like, nope, we've tested you, you don't have COVID. I've never fucking had COVID. I'm so fucking tired of all this fucking bullshit that they tried to shove down my fucking throat. And it's because of that that all this bullshit happened. I have to wear a goddamn mask. You know what that fucking does? There, a lot of the shit that they were going to post, well, a lot of the shit that they posted about wearing a mask excessively has been fucking buried by the CDC and every other goddamn organization. Oh, wearing masks all day isn't bad for you. CO2 is not bad. Breathing in CO2 is probably fucking bad for you. That's why I have all these goddamn fucking health problems I never fucking had before. My stomach's all fucked up because of the goddamn fucking mask you made me wear for almost 2 goddamn fucking years over your little bullshit pandemic. Oh, COVID's gonna kill us all. No, my fucking CO2, carbon fucking dioxide, is going to kill us all. That's what's going to fucking kill us all, you fucks. When you have people breathing in nothing but their own goddamn CO2 for day in and day out, wonder why they have all these goddamn fucking health problems when they get done. Why they're not the same fucking people anymore. Because of the fucking CO2. You're not supposed to breathe in that shit. You're not supposed to be fucking breathing in your CO2. I had people that were nurses that were fucking telling me, people with medical degrees, people that work in these professions, saying CO2 is not something you should be fucking breathing in. And it's not. People forget about all the bullshit we inhale and exhale. We inhale oxygen to breathe. We exhale CO2. You're not supposed to fucking breathe it back in, but it has nowhere to fucking go. So, where does it go but back in your fucking nose? And now you're inhaling CO2. Yeah, you're not supposed to fucking do that. That's a fucking carcinogen, you idiots. I mean, mixed with the bad food and the fucking carcinogen that I might as well have been goddamn smoking for 2 months. 2 years, rather. 2 years. Let's be honest. 2 fucking years. 8 hours. Oh, don't remove your mask. Oh, remember, the mask has to go above your nose. Has to go above your nose. Why? So I can breathe in the fucking CO2, you goddamn fucking cunts? That's what it is? Really? This is what you fucking want? And I'm all fucked up because of it. I'll never be the same person I was pre-COVID. Never! It's all fucked up because of your goddamn fucking virus bullshit. I remember when that shit was being talked about. And Pop was like, oh, it's gonna be real, real bad. They're gonna do all kinds of shit. And then it hit, and everybody went fucking ape shit. Fucking Jimmy Fallon, oh, don't touch your face. Oh, just like, yeah, my God. The whole goddamn world was doing everything from home. But you know what's good about that? The fact that maybe I don't have to fucking go and leave my goddamn house anymore. I can fucking do a better job at home, which is what I'm trying to do. Because I'm tired of my fucking job. I'm tired of fucking retail. I'm tired of this fucking bullshit I've dealt with for so many fucking years now. I want to do something that actually, you know, that has... I want to do something where my skills can actually show. You know, I've got skills in reviewing. I've got skills in interviewing. I've got skills in computer technology. I've got skills in all kinds of different programs. I'm not a programmer, but I know how to run shit, and I know how to get shit working. I'm one of those guys that'll tinker with shit enough and look at tutorials and figure shit out. I figured shit out enough to build my own goddamn rig from scratch, part by part by part by part. I built a fucking computer from scratch. I thought it was a crazy idea. I was like, well, I could just buy all my parts, and then I'll put it together. Sure as fuck enough. I mean, I went through some motherboards. It is what it is. But, hey, we got a good rig. It's done me good. I haven't had any problems with it. It's been years. So, yeah, I'm happy with it. I got these skills. Not everybody has these fucking skills. They need to go ahead and, find me something to fucking do that isn't this fucking college bullshit. Everybody kind of wonders why. I even feel kind of... You know, ashamed that I'm at my age and doing this fucking job. There's any monkey can do that fucking job. They need to have me do, like, I don't know. It's like they just want to keep me there, and it's so fucking stupid. I just, you know, I'm too good at my job, so I'm standing around doing nothing. Then they get upset because I'm standing around doing nothing because I've already fucking done my job, you know, because most of my job's waiting for shit to come off the line. And I'm like, okay, you know, this is fucking bullshit. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm glad I'm not dealing with fucking COVID anymore. I'm glad I have to deal with you fucks and your bullshit again. And then they won't be pushing this shit again this fucking year. It's gonna be, winter is coming, but it ain't a fucking COVID winter, thank God. Don't have to worry about some goddamn fucking COVID again. Don't have to worry about wearing a fucking mask anymore. Don't have to worry about getting my fucking COVID shot and fucking not being able to go in stupid places because goddamn fucking libtards are sick because, oh no, I don't want to get the flu. I don't want to get the COVID. I mean, still, again, people wearing a fucking mask like we're in China or something and they're going to get something from somebody. You know what you do when somebody is sick? You know what you do? You stay the fuck away from them. If they're coughing, I had a guy that was kind of sneezing and coughing a little bit. You know what I did? I moved away from him. Because I said if I move away from the fucker, I won't get what he got. That kind of makes sense, right? And I washed my fucking hands. That's one thing I always did. Wash my fucking hands. We got soap, we got water. It's not that fucking hard. When I worked in maintenance and when I worked with bloodborne pathogens, dude, I always had to fucking wash my hands. That was something you had to do all the time. Fucking wash your goddamn hands. It's not that hard. You know? People don't even know how to wash their asses. I don't know. It's just, it's fucking ridiculous. You know? I had to do this shit. It fucked me up. I went through all kinds of mounds of depression, which I'm still kind of fighting with here and there. I went through fucking, literal nerve, like, what do you fucking call that? I went through a nervous breakdown. I had a nervous breakdown. That shit's fucking crazy. I've been trying to talk with Ken about that, because there's some shit in there that's really important. But, yeah, that shit's fucking insane that your brain can literally get to a point where it can make you believe the most outlandish fucking craziest shit because your nerves are so shot. It's just so much bullshit that was going on during that time. I'm so fucking glad it's over. I hated 2021 more than I hated 2020, but I didn't like either fucking year. And I'm still listening to music from both years, and I'm trying to get through it as fast as I can, and I'm almost done with 2020. I have just a few from 2021, and then after that I can go back to 2022 music where, you know, we don't have all this bullshit. Things are a little different. So, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just one of those things, guys, where they really fucked me, you know? I mean, a lot of people say, oh, my grandmother smokes and does all that and she wears a mask all day. It's like, well, I'm not your fucking grandmother, okay? My immune system was fucking awesome. It was awesome. Because I was a maintenance guy. So I was exposing myself to all kinds of fucking trash. And it made my immune system like God tier. And I'm like, dude, how the fuck can you fuck up a God tier immune system? Oh, by making you breathe in CO2 all the goddamn time. Carbon dioxide, just not something you're supposed to breathe in all the time. It fucked up my everything. It's just, ugh. You're not supposed to breathe in a carcinogen. It's just, ugh. I don't know how many times I gotta say this, but that's what they did to me. And I got so tired of hearing this fucking bullshit. I'm just so glad. And of course, there were some, news articles that were talking, oh, COVID's gonna be bad again this year, and then finally the CDC comes out with, oh, we didn't test the vaccine, and we kind of fucked up and bullshitted you about COVID also. Yeah, because they're a bunch of fucking idiots at the CDC. Biden's an idiot. The fucking WHO are idiots. The CDC are idiots. They're all a bunch of fucking idiots. All these government employees that sit on their asses and do nothing for a big fucking government check, you can all fuck off. They're all fucking idiots. I guess that's all I gotta say. This is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grim Rants into the heavens. I'll see you next time.